Super awkward.
Welcome back to Head Leaders, the podcast covering all the interesting ideas about leadership, strategy, culture, and the business of K-12 education. I'm your host, Luke Kelly, and joining me each week in the chair is my co-host and colleague, Matthew Irving. Well, today, for something different, we've got an emergency pod, Matt.
An emergency pod that sounds dangerous, concerning. I need to be, you know, on high alert to do something. What is an emergency pod?
Yes, you do. But before we get started, Matt, how we always start the show, if you haven't already signed up, you can sign up to the weekly email sent out every few weeks by the team at Head Leaders. It's filled with interesting insights to help you level up your school leadership game. Matt, what can someone expect if they sign up to the newsletter?
Well, I really enjoyed the last newsletter put out because it described the journey that Ed Leaders has been on. It was a report card, our self-directed report card that described our goals and where we're up to and how we're doing and where we need to improve. So I've never seen a newsletter that reported on one's business from that perspective. So you can actually expect us to be honest. You can expect us to be transparent. And actually, it's not just our journey, it's yours. So I think that's quite unique in a newsletter. So subscribe now.
Well said, Matt. I'll give you a 9.5 out of 10 today. I like that. Well played. You're into the game early.
I'm warmed up this morning. It's because we're recording about 30 minutes later. It's interesting how much 30 minutes makes a difference.
You can fit an extra 3 coffees into that. Well, today, Matt, it's just you and me. It's an emergency pod. There's been a bit going on in the last 3 to 4 weeks.
You could say that. There has been a little bit going on.
Now, for the audience out there, if they do follow us on LinkedIn, they would have seen a tiny little announcement that we put out on Monday or Tuesday of this week. Can you describe that announcement for us, Matthew?
Well, it's fairly straightforward. I am really, really proud and delighted to announce that I've been appointed as the 5th principal of Great Southern Grammar in Albany.
We need more sound effects.
I think you need to add some.
So, excellent news for my friend and colleague, Matthew Irving, the 5th principal at Great Southern Grammar. Can you talk to us a little bit about just the last few days and what kind of, the roller coaster that you've been on? We'll come back to like the overall process in a future podcast and we'll dive into that. But just to give the audience a little bit of a taste of the last few days of in the lead up to the announcement and post the announcement.
Well, I guess the last 4 weeks, to be honest, have been amazing. Starting with the phone call and being offered the role, and then that sort of 80-90% just so excited and just delighted to. The rest going, ooh, terrified. I'm going to be at the driver's seat at the steering wheel. And what does that actually mean? Because you can never be fully prepared. It's been always my response. And then moving through that discernment period, moving through those discussions, with the school, navigating contracts and engaging lawyers. That's something I never thought I would be doing. And you actually lose control of the process. And if you're a control freak, potentially like me, it's actually really hard. But you do maintain that level of excitement. You start planning and start, dreaming about what it's all going to look like. And then you get to this point of the announcement, that moment of realization. And that sort of 80-20 piece moves to 50-50, but it's slightly different. It's 50% going, oh, this is a reality. And I'm really, really excited to 50% realization that you're leaving people, you're leaving the school, your workplace, you're leaving your colleagues, that you've built up these relationships over a period of time. So this is this real tension, and I've described it as a bit of grief. So you can sort of go through the big emotions, I call them, and now, you move into that moment of reassurance where people are confirming this is awesome, this is the right job for you, it's the right fit for you and your family. And so you move into this place of just – a confidence, I guess, that's reassuring that absolutely this is the right thing. The community gets in and around you at both schools. You receive lovely messages of support that really do make a difference when you go, we need to create a runway for the next months as we make the transition. So an emotional roller coaster. It shifts within days. But certainly just, you know, it's just been so wonderful for the messages of encouragement and support.
Now, for the audience out there who may live on the east coast of Australia and not be so, you know, au fait with the geography of Western Australia, can you talk to us a little bit about exactly where Albany is and what this means for the family?
So Albany is in the Great Southern, and interesting, the school's called Great Southern Grammar, and so it's almost as far south as you can get, and between Albany and the water is Antarctica. So, you know, just to give yourself a sense of where it is one of the most picturesque places in Western Australia. It has a climate that doesn't suit everyone, but certainly suits me in my background, coming from Canberra. It can be a little cold, but it's just picturesque. And one of the things that I'm most excited about is the school actually is on Oyster Harbour. So it sits there on the harbour, and just adjacent to it is the Cowgon River. So 144 acre campus and properties ready for further, I guess, further development and ideas. But you cannot get a more picturesque place, and you cannot get a better place in terms of where the school is and located. So that's a little bit about where it is, what it means for our family. At the moment, there's five of us at five different schools. This is an opportunity to integrate.
Five different schools.
It's interesting. And so an opportunity for us as a family to make a decision to integrate, you know, our lives professionally and personally into one school community. And we're really looking forward to that opportunity of being of the community. Not sort of, you know, shaping the community around us. That's not what it's about. It's being of the community. And we've had some past experience in being in small, you know, small villages. And this is an opportunity to get back to that lifestyle, to create a bit of space, but also a smaller school that provides, you know, a great dynamic for our children to spend the rest of their schooling in. So it really has been a whole of family decision. Our kids have been part of the conversation from day one, and maybe that doesn't happen in every circumstance, but for us it was really important that everyone was on board and that we were doing this for the right reasons.
And I guess just to elaborate a little bit further there, Matt, on the school, can you describe the school a little bit more? Like, you're the fifth principal. It's obviously not 248 years old. maybe just describe the school a little bit more.
So Great Southern Grammar has just celebrated its 25th year anniversary of operations. And so I guess in the context of the schools I've been in, it's not that old, and it really is establishing, you know, a strong identity. And so there's something quite unique about that. You know, for those listeners, I'm in a school at the moment that's just celebrated 100 years. And so that comes with, you know, traditions and things that are sacred. And, you know, Great Southern Grammar are establishing those things. And it's what a wonderful time to be part of a school. It is co-education. And that's certainly something that you know, it's been part of my 21-year career and something that I wanted to get back to. It's also a boarding school and has boarders coming from all parts. But certainly there's, I guess, an arc of, you know, 2.5 to 3 hours away where students are coming in. And unlike other boarding schools, a lot of the students go home on weekends. Quite unique and a little like some of the UK schools and UK models, but just a wonderful community. And we know that being a boarding school, there's a different heart and spirit about a place when you have boarders there where it is their home. And that's certainly something that was very, very attractive for me. It's not a large school, which is exactly the right fit for me. I wanted something smaller, around 620 students. But there's always, you know, opportunities to grow, but it's not, you know, it's not one of these super schools. And the reason it's, you know, it's important for me to be a small school is that it really confirms that students are known, that they're cared for, And there's a real opportunity from a personalized perspective to shape, for them to shape their own pathways, for them to define their own success. So there's great advantages with that. And there's a great opportunities to be innovative. You, because you're a little bit smaller, your systems and structures are a little bit more agile. And that's certainly another piece that was really attractive, but also provides the school with unique opportunities. So it's really well placed. And there's a great opportunity to continue to shape the school, to be a steward of the school, and to also innovate along the way. So a very good synergy with me and my skill set, but also, as we just previously discussed, my family.
Now, Matt, just to probably round off our emergency pod, I think the $64 million question that everyone is probably thinking right now is, what does this mean for Ed Leaders?
Funny you should mention that. You know, one of the great questions you get in interview processes, you know, is that kind of that well-being, you know, question. You know, what do you do for yourself to maintain good well-being and, you know, healthy sort of lifestyle and you know, what are you doing to fill your bucket?
And your answer was, hang out with my buddy Luke.
Absolutely. And so, you know, for me, Ed Leaders is such an important part of who I am. It's such a, you know, important part of filling my bucket. You know, I've always said this, it's the best professional learning that we do, you know, week in, week out. And so, you know, as part of our discussions with the school, I'm going to maintain my engagement with Ed Leaders, particularly the podcast, you know, because it's such an important part of filling my bucket and providing me with, you know, life, actually. So that's going to be important. We'll still be engaged in other parts of what we do with Ed Leaders. But, you know, over time it might sort of shift, but the podcast is certainly something that, you know, we'll commit to and going forward. So I'm not going away. Luke's not going solo. I'm going to be there, you know, in the forefront with podcasts, but perhaps a little bit more in the background with other things.
And I think probably the audience can expect that we would go into a bit more detail about your journey, you know, over the coming months and coming years, as to, you know, again, just shed some light and some transparency over, you know, the process, the journey into the role, the experiences, you know, across the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, it'd be lovely to sort of share that. And we know that one of the powerful things about Ed Leaders is stories. And that's where the great learnings come from. And so I'm really looking forward to sharing the story as we make the journey from the transition, which we're now sort of moving through to sort of day one and beyond. So looking forward to that.
Excellent. Well, on that note, I think we will wrap up the emergency pod, Matthew. But if those people out there who do not subscribe to the newsletter, they are missing out. But if we could just talk quickly about our next few months, what have we got on the horizon for Ed Leaders?
Well, it's quite overwhelming with everything that's been going on, but there's some really quite exciting things coming up. The first thing that's just really exciting is we're heading to Melbourne. So shout out to all our Melbourne friends and Victorian friends, because we're heading to EduTech. And so we are going to be there. We're going to be emceeing some sessions, and really looking forward to that. We're going to be set up in the expo area. So come and see us, come and visit us, come and speak with us about what we're doing, but also how we might be able to support you. And then fast forwarding, there's a couple of things in the pipeline. We're heading over to Brisbane, heading over to AHESA in September. Part of that conference, some live panels, some live podcasts, and we're really looking forward to that. And again, provided with some space, you know, in the sponsor lounge to sort of connect with people. Also, there's a careers conference which we're going to be part of, and potentially providing some support there in the work that we do. So there's just a few things. Luke, have I missed some other things?
One thing, I think we are looking to put together a couple of events around those conferences. So look out for that. I think in Melbourne on either the Wednesday or Thursday night, we'll be doing an event at the Wade Institute. So stay tuned for more details on that, where we might do a live pod and some networking drinks. And the same thing when we're up in Brisbane / the Gold Coast, we'll be looking to do an event possibly on, oh, now I'm pushed for dates, Matthew, on the Tuesday night.
The 25th.
Around there. We're doing well today, Matt, between us.
Yep.
Matt's looking it up now. But stay tuned for more details on that. If you are in Melbourne, aren't heading to Edutech, or you are in Brisbane during the next set of school holidays.
I think Tuesday the 26th.
Tuesday the 26th. Also, if you haven't already, you should be checking out K-12 AI, another little side project that we are having a little fun with in terms of AI experiences directly created for schools. So go and check out K-12 AI. Let us know what you think and see if you think there is something interesting there. Matt, I think that's it for today. You got anything else you want to add?
No, just thank you for the love and support out there. Really looking forward to the journey. And thanks for the emergency podcast, Luke.
I love it, the emergency pod. Remember, if you haven't already subscribed to the show, please do so and share the love and tell a few of your colleagues that you listen to podcasts called Ed Leaders. And over the next coming months and years, you can hear more about Matt's journey as a first-time principal. Check out edleaders.com.au for more details. You can connect with both of us on LinkedIn, where we'll keep you up to date with all the latest. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Go well.